good for you for getting off the pole.
I have a problem with women who change what they want for a man.
I'm glad that she's learned to value her parts. You're going to tickle your lady.
Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Deontay, do you know how long we've been friends?
Man, a long time.
More than 10 years, probably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Since before Sydney was born, and she's 10 now, so I've known you longer than I've known my husband.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because I knew you pre-Kelly.
Yep, so I think probably going on 15 years now.
Okay, and have we ever actually celebrated our ongoing friendship?
I don't think that we have.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
Because recently, I have instituted the celebration of friendiversaries.
I love it.
And it is a mandatory part of being my friend.
Okay.
I expect a weekly text saying happy first friendiversary if we just became friends.
Okay.
And then the next Saturday, happy second friendiversary. And then the next Saturday, happy third. And I want the count to be correct.
So it's a weekly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, starting out. And then maybe we can back it off a little bit. Because I know that there's more to life than me after a few weeks. The first few weeks, though, even if it's just a friendship, I really want to be the center of your world. I want your commitment. I want your time. I want your energy. I want your texts.
Okay.
And if I say that we're going to celebrate a friendiversary every Saturday, we're going to celebrate a friendiversary every Saturday. That's not high maintenance, is it?
I would just like to point out, you may not be acquiring a ton of new friends.
Well, no, I'm not. And I'm okay with that. I mean, I have enough friends and I'm good with where I'm at.
Okay.
But I think that there's so much negative stuff happening in the world that we should take the time once a week to celebrate the fact that we're friends on our friendiversary.
Okay. Can you send me a reminder on our friendiversary?
Well, we don't have one.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
But I've recently instituted this rule, and I just want to make sure that it's not too demanding or too over the top. Or, I mean, for the 1 month friendiversary, I've got big plans.
Okay, so, but do you celebrate the weekly friendiversary?
Yeah, with just a text, and then on the monthly friendiversary, it's bigger. It's a bigger deal. So, happy 1 week friendiversary through. Happy 1 month friendiversary, and then you pick it back up on the weeks. Happy 5th week friendiversary, and then on the 8th week, which is usually 2 months, happy 2 month friendiversary. So, I mean, it's a little bit of calculation and a little bit of having to keep up with stuff, but if you care and if you value me in your life, then you'll do that.
I'm going to need to value you in a different way.
Okay, fine. I was just curious.
It's a little high maintenance, Shannon. I'm just saying.
I just want something to celebrate.
There are celebrations every single day of the month, of the year.
Well, they're dumb. Like National Cheese Day.
Okay, but there's still celebrations if you're just wanting to celebrate something.
I guess. And the reason that I brought that up is because a few weeks ago on the Kid Nation Instagram, they did a video of unpopular opinions.
Okay.
Because I guess it's been trending on Twitter or something. I don't know. And they came to me and they said, what is your unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Now,
I do remember seeing that on the Insta stories.
Okay. Here's my first issue with that. I don't understand why you can only talk for 15 seconds at a time, because I had a lot of things to say, but I kept forgetting what I was saying because the thingy kept, it would stop recording. And so then it's like, oh, pick it up. And I don't know where to pick it up. So then it's a big, long, complicated mess. And so I didn't get to say very many of the things that I really wanted to get out there in that Insta story.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the first thing that is going to lead into this topic. I don't understand why you can only do 15 seconds at a time on an Insta story.
Okay.
People like me should have the option to pick a longer time on your little feed. What, I've never done a single Insta story, so I don't even know how it works.
Okay.
But allegedly you can only, and that's when I have to wonder, like, did the girl who was taking the video, did she set it up to cut me off every 15 seconds or is that for real?
Oh, Shannon.
Like, was it really funny to see me get so flustered when the light would go off on the camera and I would be mid-sentence and then I'd have to pick anyway. So I don't get it.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it on, keep up with the thing that I said on that Insta story. I don't understand Cardi B.
Okay.
I mean, I can
relate to that.
Okay. And I've written for you so mm-hmm. that I make sure to get all my points across.
Okay.
I've written the reasons why I don't understand Cardi B.
Oh.
Why? I guess that's my big... Why? I don't get it. Like, what about her, other than the fact that you can't understand most of the things that she says, and I don't know if it's intentional or if it's an accent thing or if my brain is just getting to the point where it's working too slow to function through a Cardi B song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand to some degree why people like her, mm-hmm. but I don't understand the absolute hype and, oh my God, it's Cardi B way of thinking that people have.
I don't get that either, but I think that's probably because I'm not 22.
Well, I am, and I don't get it. Okay, so as an example of my not understanding Cardi B and why she's popping up everywhere nowadays, I listened to the new song by Maroon 5.
Yeah.
And it's Girls Like You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's a little snippet of the majority of the Girls Like You song, okay?
Okay. These girls like you roll around with guys like you.
So sweet. So simple. Maroon 5, it's the guitar pick at the beginning. You can hear the guitar throughout it. And then all of a sudden, when I'm least expecting it, when I don't understand how in the hell it could possibly fit into a song where Adam Levine is loving on all kinds of pretty ladies, this happens. Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. Where every other girl you meet is too gay. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone Why? To spice it up. So who are you gonna call?
Body. Come and rev it up
like a I am all about female power. I'm all about successful women. I get it. I cannot... Every song she mentions, Dancing for Dollars. Yes, you used to be a stripper, Cardi B. I get it. Good for you for getting off the pole. But why does she have to be in all the songs?
It's twofold. One, because every song needs a rapper in it now.
Okay.
Everybody needs a hype man or a hype girl or somebody.
Okay,
to pop
so hold
in
on. And
blah, blah, blah.
If you're listening to Meant to Be, Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line, which is the hype man in that relationship or the song?
I don't know that song.
Are you kidding me?
No.
If it's meant to be.
I have to turn that song off because it's just whining.
Okay. Well, you said every song needs a hype man, so I was just wondering which one it is.
Let's go with 75% of songs have a hype man.
Okay. Everybody, I like that.
There's with Khalid or with... blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So that's why she's on the song. It's about girls.
But
she's a big time girl right now. That's why.
It doesn't fit, though.
I'm fine with it not fitting. I'm fine with the song without her.
I am, too.
I could do without Cardi B in my life. I could.
I'm glad that you agree with me on that.
I don't get it either.
I mean, I'm glad that she's a reformed stripper. I'm glad that she's learned to value her body. And her parts.
She's having a baby, isn't she?
Yeah, she's with Offset from Migos.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. I don't know what to say other than I don't get it.
Yeah, I could do without her.
And I know that that's obviously not an opinion that very many people share.
Nope.
But, I mean, I could go on with some others, and this is something I tried to get into on the Stupid Kid Nation Insta story, but it wouldn't let me do it because it's only 15 seconds at a time. But Florida Georgia Line, I don't get them. I mean, I see that they are wildly popular. Obviously, they're mm-hmm. on world tour and they have hit after hit after hit. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I think it's the whole new country thing.
I'm okay with new country. I love Thomas Rhett and I love some of the new ones. Like I have the whole Thomas Rhett album, but they're just one that I can't understand the twang. Like I don't understand how people from Britain, for example, mm-hmm. can do an American movie and completely drop their accent, but that guy from Florida Georgia Line is singing a song and he can't get rid of his twang. At least the overwhelming twang.
I think he probably can. He doesn't want to.
Okay.
It's probably part of his shtick.
I guess so.
If it meant to be, yeah. It meant to be.
We don't need that. We don't need it. Okay, something else I don't understand.
Okay.
And this is something I've done myself, and I regret it now after the fact, but is the on-again, off-again relationship. Mm-hmm. And I say this because of John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Oh, man.
What a disaster.
Ugh.
I mean, they break up a couple weeks after the, or a few weeks before the wedding, mm-hmm. take some time apart, mm-hmm. and now they're back together again?
Yes, apparently.
But they had to cancel all the wedding stuff. And here's my thing, okay, is why would you want to be with somebody who needs time away from you to realize that they want time with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you okay with that?
I understand that to some degree. I think sometimes you need to give people space to see what they're missing or to realize what okay. they're missing out on not having you in their life. 'Cause I think people fall into that the grass is greener
yeah.
syndrome. Then you get over there and you realize it's not all that green.
Yeah.
But with them, I think I'm frustrated with their whole relationship because I think from the very beginning, it's just been very up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I think that makes me the angriest is she is compromising for him because she really, really wants kids
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't.
Right.
And so now he's come back and said, oh, well, yeah, maybe I will have some kids. But that's not, he doesn't want kids. I have a problem with women who change what they want mm-hmm. for a man. So for women who really, really want kids
mm-hmm.
and then they suddenly say they're willing to not have them because they want this man.
Right.
Like, that's not the man for you.
No, because eventually you're probably really going to resent him.
Yes. Either you're going to not have kids and you're going to resent not having kids, or he's going to have kids for you and then you're going to be the one doing all of the parenting because he didn't really want kids, and then you're mad at him, and you can't be because he told you from the beginning he didn't want kids. So, but that's a personal thing for me. For any woman who compromises what they want in life to get a man.
Or what happened with me is when you do the on again, off again, is one party in the relationship starts to see the other as a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they're always going to come back. Or you know that there's nothing so bad that you can do that they're not going to completely ixnay you from their life for.
Right.
So there's no boundaries. Mm-hmm. There's no respect. And you might as well just, I don't want to say bend over and take it, but, you know, bend over and take it.
Yeah. They call it a breakup because it's broken. I also think that's one of those things that comes with age and experience.
Yeah.
So, but if you're five relationships in and every single one of them, you're going back every single time,
uh-huh.
you need to reevaluate your picker.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. This one, I think you know this about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but, I have a real phobia
mm-hmm.
or issue with blowing out birthday candles.
I didn't know that about you, but it does not surprise me at all.
I don't understand how it's socially acceptable to put fire sticks in a cake and then have people blow their breath and their slobber and all of the things that come out of your mouth onto what's about to go into somebody else's mouth.
That is very true.
How do we not all have the Ebola virus or something that we contracted through birthday cake that had candles on it that were blown out by somebody? I don't understand how there's not a disease specific to birthday candle blowing.
I understand in theory, but I also think you ingest those germs just talking to people.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No?
Yes.
I keep my distance.
Breath travels. That's what air is.
Okay, thanks. Now I'm going to be constantly paranoid, around birthday cakes.
You're going to need to buy yourself a mask.
I would have to buy one of those, but I feel like such an outsider. And the occasions that I've had birthday cakes here for my birthday celebration,
mm-hmm.
I've just used my hand or something to wave them out because I feel like that's the respectful thing to do. And I cannot understand how nobody else feels the way that I do about birthday candles.
I think there are people. I think there are probably a lot of people who think that same thing. I think everybody just sucks it up because it's one of those things that you just do.
If there is a birthday cake that somebody blew out the candles on and I do end up with a piece of it, mm-hmm. I will find a reason not to like the icing and just have the inside, because that way I'm not eating the part that their breath has touched.
Oh, man, seeing the icing for me is the best part.
Well, you can still eat kind of, if you really needed the icing, you can go for the interior part of it, I guess, just not the surface part.
I think I just have to block that out of my mind so that I can enjoy the cake.
Well, you go ahead. And when you need a kidney or an organ donated because you caught the disease specific to candle blowing, let me know. Because mine's going to be intact and ready to go.
Well, I'm just glad that you're willing to give up your kidney for me and all my cake.
I mean, for enough money, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And the last thing on my list, and I can't really, I probably have no right to be bothered by this, but I really am.
Okay.
Okay. Guys with beards.
Oh.
I want to understand them. I want to think to Kelly's husband, Alan, mm-hmm. and know that since he's with her and since he lives with her, that he's probably very well groomed, mm-hmm. and it's clean and all of the things that should happen with facial hair. But I can't, every time I see a guy with a beard, especially the long ones,
yeah,
I get a little bit of vomit in my throat because I can't imagine everything that's living in that hair. Because do they wash it with shampoo and do they condition it? Or does it just get wet when they're in the shower and they wash what little bit of skin they have on their face that's not covered by hair, and then the beard just sits there growing mold and mildew in it?
Yuck.
I mean, how does that work?
Okay, I think there are two kinds of people.
Uh-huh.
There are the people with beards who wash and condition and do the whole thing with the beards.
Uh-huh.
And then there are people that don't.
Okay. And how do you distinguish between the two?
I think it's like a personal thing. I would assume that Kelly's husband, Alan, is one who washes his face and does the whole beard thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, my husband grows out his beard. He's a face washer, so he washes the whole face and of that. And he'll grow it out and then shave it off and grow it out and shave it off. So he keeps the whole kind of mm-hmm. grooming thing going regularly. But I do worry about people who have, for the men that have the mm-hmm. long beard, that don't.
It's a health risk in so many ways. Like, it could get stuck in a door on accident. And if the person driving the car doesn't know that the beard is stuck, then you're going to get dragged along with it. It could catch fire if you get too close to your gas burning stove.
That is true.
I mean, legitimately, it's a health risk. And all the germs that build up in it. I mean, even if you are one of those people that washes it and dries it or whatever every time you take a shower, there's still those 23 and a half hours of the day that it's not been de-germed and cleansed and antibacterialized. Enough to be so close to your mouth and your face. I can't.
But that's not very different from your hair. I mean, your hair gathers all those things throughout the day as well, like the hair on your head.
But it's not right at my mouth. That's the difference. And I'm not expecting some hottie to come up and kiss all over my hair. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you kiss a man with a beard? That is long enough.
I don't know. If your beard is longer than like right there on your face, I'm out.
I hope you tell your husband don't come near you when he grows it out, because I'm going to lose a lot of respect. No, I'm kidding. I don't. I'm not going to lose a lot. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm not a real fan of facial hair.
And that, it kind of hit me. I was watching the video for Girls Like You, mm-hmm. Maroon 5, and I noticed Adam Levine, he's got the beard. Mm-hmm. It's short-ish. But it's growing so far under his chin that it's down to his neck now.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I feel like he really needs to clean it up. And I don't understand why he's got stylists, he's got a wife, he's got all these people in his life who should tell him, clean that crap up.
Yeah.
And it's still a mess.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that all down on the neck. And no, that all needs to be like cleaned up.
I have so many questions about bearded men. How do you make sexy time when you have a beard? Because you can't go and... Wow, how do I put this nicely? Mm. You can't really, I mean, you're going to tickle your lady. Isn't that true? I mean, there's no way to possibly start sexy time without tickling your lady with your beard. And I'm not even going to get into the more graphic, specific things that you can't do if you have a beard. But it's the truth.
Oh, my God.
I mean, your husband cannot come and kiss on your back and into your neck and stuff without tickling you with his beard.
Maybe people who have beards date women who aren't ticklish.
That's a lot to think about when you're first hooking up with somebody, though.
Yeah, but I think if you're a woman who is ticklish, then you just don't date. You know that you don't date people with beards.
Okay, fair enough. I'm glad you got a good laugh out of that.
That took a dark turn.
It's true, though. You got to admit it. That's true.
It is true.
Thank you. As long as you'll say that what I spoke is the truth, I'm going to be happy with it.
It is the truth.
All right. Thank you so much.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.